If I have learned anything over the last 41 years, it is this. Expect the miraculous from the unlikely. Yeah. Oh, brother, the Bible's full of it. Look at Gideon. He couldn't win, but he won. Look at Jehoshaphat. He couldn't win, but he won. Look at Elisha and the king at the gates of Samaria and the Syrians outside and everyone saying, well, we're going to die of starvation. They didn't. Look at Jericho and the walls falling down. Look at Elisha and the woman and her son and one cruse of oil. Hey, if I've learned anything, expect the miraculous from the unlikely. Now, I say that for a reason. It's this. We in the natural look on the outward appearance and judge a person's potential by how they live and what they're doing. That's all we got. I've learned that that is the wrong way to go about this thing, and God doesn't do it that way. He didn't look at David in the barn and say, well, we won't have him out there. Jesse didn't even have the boy at the table. Samuel's coming. Oh, Lord, the prophet's showing up. We won't have David at the table. He can stay in the barn with the stuff he takes care of anyway. And he couldn't have been that young. I think they say around 14 or 16. But the funny thing was, Samuel kept seeing great-looking sons who I'd make a king, or Jan, we'd make a king in a minute. But he would make a great king. I can see how the crowns on that guy's head. We're going to fall over. Mm-hmm. Put him on a horse, there's no telling. Well, how about a funny little redhead kid in the barn that we're too embarrassed to bring to the table in case these bad men to screw everything up in front of the prophet? That's what it was. Not important enough. You see, it's a funny thing. He killed bears and lions miraculously, but nobody knew but the sheep. They, you know, the brothers weren't watching this. Only God knew. Was God was training him on the backside of the desert. I have learned something, ladies and gentlemen. It is dangerous to evaluate yourself or anybody else by what they can or can't do. Because God can take a half-wit, a quarter-wit, and even a dim-wit and do a great thing if he wants to through that person. Which is off guard anyway. You know, I'm an educated man. And so when I hear preachers using terrible grammar and all the rest of it just cringes me. But you know something? They're anointed, they're blessed, and God is using them, and their bad grammar isn't the issue.
That's right.
It's true. God doesn't need you to be strong, but you need God to be strong. That's the bottom line. God doesn't need you to be strong to do it, Gary. He doesn't. But you need God to be strong. God can use anyone, anytime, anywhere. He used a jackass, didn't he? It's funny, you know, we marvel, "Ooh, the jackass spoke." That would be the miracle for us. We just haul that thing off to a circus so quickly it isn't funny. Hey, speak again. Come on, you spoke. I heard you. Speak. That wasn't the point. God had a message. And no one, there was no one standing around that poor prophet who could speak. So he said, I'll use a jackass. If the jackass wasn't there, the sunflower would have chattered to him. I mean, what do you think when the prophet heard the donkey speak? The point is, God can use anyone, anytime, anywhere. I like this one. An open door is God's opportunity to do the impossible. Right. See, an open door isn't your chance to prove to God, well, God, give me this last chance. I have never used that language to God, and I never will. I don't want a chance, or you can have a chance, I'll have a chance. I don't want a chance, buddy. God, just give me one more chance. No, you open the door, and you make it happen, and I'm with you. You see, I think we just put too much on ourselves. And that's why we get worn out. Oh, God, how am I going to deal with this? Don't. That's how you're going to deal with it. That's why you're stressed out and upset. Have a party. This is good. Walking on water is only as hard as the one who asks you to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Walking on water is only as hard as the one to ask you to do it. If I ask you to walk on water, sweat it out. You're going to drown. Try shallow water first. Yeah. But if you say, Jesus, can I come? And Jesus says, come, buddy, plan on strolling on liquid.